alone with my favorite book, musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. Get any better than this.
You'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy, he was smiling at me and talking to me.
He was being really friendly.
You know, and I think he was coming on to me. You know what? He might have thought that I was gay.
Why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. We could do that.
Well, you don't have to get all defensive.
I'm not getting defensive! What do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I'm just trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something that we should be able to talk about.
I don't want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is
over.
But
Rod...
Over!
Okay. But just so you know... If you were gay... That'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey, I like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
What?
If you were queer, I'd still be here.
Nikki, I'm trying to read this book.
Year after year, because you're dear to me. And I know that you...
What?
...would accept me too. If I told you today,
hey, guess what? I'm gay.
But I'm not happy just being with you. So what should it matter to me? What you do in bed with boys?
What's the point?
What? If you were gay, I'd shout, hey!
All the time.
And here I'd stay. But I wouldn't get in your way. You could count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way.